Homily 58, Rethinking Purgatory. Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. When I was in my first year teaching at lovely Santa Clara University many years ago, a student said loud and clear during a class in which the topic of sin arose, "I have never committed a sin in my life." Were I a fire and brimstone cleric, I could have hurled at him John's first epistle. If we claim we have not sinned, we are calling God a liar. Oh, and Jesus said to those about to stone the woman taken in adultery, "He who is without sin, cast the first stone." Do you know what he said when a stone did come flying in? He said, "Mother, stop that." So, I simply asked this gentle, confused, and definitely a psychedelic drug user, "You say that you never committed a sin. So your mother is still a virgin." A joke that only some in the class got. Well, we are all sinners. And I like what Pope Benedict wrote in his encyclical on hope. For the great majority of people and the actual choices they make, despite a deep openness to love, to God, in the depths of their being, filth also covers their love. However, the thirst for love remains and constantly reemerges from the filth that remains present in the soul. When people die, few can stand before the triune God in Christ without stinking at least somewhat. The book of Revelation says it clearly, nothing defiled can enter heaven. This accounts for the church's ancient practice of praying for the dead, which led to its teaching about purgatory. Now, my mother used to ask, "Whatever happened to purgatory?" I like that. I know all too many Catholics, even priests, who ridicule the notion of purgatory. But I take it as seriously as does church tradition and official church teaching. In the Russell Crowe version, isn't he a great actor? To be Maximus. In the Russell Crowe version of the Robin Hood film, in gratitude for returning the sword of his fallen knight's son, the old blind Sir Walter Locksley said to Robin Hood, "Pretend that you are my son, return from the Crusades. Please stay to protect my daughter and me. Dinner shortly, but first take a bath. You stink." That Christ throws his arms around all who die into him and invites them to the messianic banquet, I sincerely believe. However, unlike the stench of the sheep Pope Francis urges us to have, those who stink of disorder and sin in any way face a purgative bath. Did not a sixth-wing angel apply a purgative hot coal to Isaiah's unclean lips and say, "Your sin is taken away"? Consider St. Peter, who on one occasion painfully exclaimed, "Depart from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." Many a saint and mystic have excruciatingly uttered those words. The agony of disorder and sin in the presence of holiness. Even when I was in college and before I entered the Jesuits, if I were out for the evening with the car, my mother would sleep on my bed until I came home. She wanted to be certain that I was all right. But it also kept me on the straight and narrow. I hardly wished to pain my mother with any wrongdoing. The purgative experience of interpersonal relationships. Now, St. Ignatius, and he was not the only saint, suffered an earthly purgatory with the remembrance of past sins that so tortured him after his dramatic conversion that his self-hatred led him to contemplate suicide. When I first arrived at Boston College, a young woman I knew had been converted by charismatic Christians from a life of drugs, alcohol, and sex. However, she suffered painful psychosomatic ailments for years. Garbage in, excruciating garbage out. When I was in college, a friend and I took our motorcycles for a ride through curvy country back roads. I took a curve too fast, crashed, and the road burned the left side of my body, leaving it bloody open, wounds pocketed with sand and grit. Later, the amused family doctor cut off some of my clothing, poured surgical soap on the wounded areas, and scrubbed them with a surgical brush. Nothing to kill the pain. And then he said, "If that was fun, then you will love this," as he poured an antiseptic on the just scrubbed areas. I thought I was on fire. An earthly purgatory. Garbage in, garbage out, painfully. What of a recovering alcoholic? A recovering drug user? A recovering smoker? A recovering overeater? Earthly purgatory. Just one example. When running up Heartbreak Hill many years ago, I saw a woman bent over vomiting and in much pain. She told me that once she began to have children, she let herself go, eating, drinking, smoking more and more. Now, dieting, giving up smoking, drinking moderately, her earthly purgatory. Garbage in, painfully purging garbage out. In the section on purgatory, in Pope Benedict's encyclical on hope, he writes of the testing fire of 1 Corinthians 3. I quote, "The fire which both burns and saves is Christ himself, the judge and savior. The encounter with Christ is the decisive act of judgment. Before his gaze, all falsehood melts away in the burning, transforming, and freeing pain of this encounter. When the impurity and sickness of our lives becomes evident to us, there lies salvation. His gaze, the touch of his heart, heals us through an undeniably painful transformation as through fire. But it is a blessed pain in which the holy power of his love sears through us like a flame, enabling us to become totally ourselves and thus totally of God." Mom, that is what happened to purgatory. "Depart from me, Lord. I am a sinful man."